The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this half hour, our expert is from Gulf Coast Air Care. My friend, Todd St. Ords. Welcome, Todd. It's good to see you again.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Good, doing good. We're trying to stay cool this summer.
We have got to warm, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We have finally gotten to the warm.
All right, sir. So this is your area of expertise. If anyone has a question for Todd, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. But maybe first of all, just talk about Gulf Coast Air Care and who you are and what makes you different from other companies in the area. You've been around a long time.
Yeah, I'm 31 years in. I just can't believe where it's gone. You know, we started a long time ago, and we started kind of by, you know, it's just like I got laid off from the the NADEP. You know, I was working for the Department of the Navy out at the base.
Oh, okay.
And they changed everything up, and I went out the gate. I didn't want to go to Corpus Christi or Cherry Point, so went out the gate and started Gulf Coast Air Care.
And this is 31 years ago?
This was 31 years ago, and I started a little bit before I got my full layoff, and I didn't know kind of what I was doing. I went to indoor air quality school and dealership training, and we got started, and so here we are, 31 years, three decades. I just can't believe it. It was the same year, or the same year that my son was born, and now Sam is with us going forward. I tell people I'm the past and the present, and he's the present and the future.
So, oh, that's wonderful.
And Sam's out, you know, they're working a job today, and things are moving along. So we kind of have morphed or moved into that specialty area, and a lot of it is the ugly work that a lot of HVAC contractors don't want to do, because you know, a lot of the duct stuff that we do, duct cleaning, duct renovation, duct sealing, duct design, you know, we troubleshoot, because oftentimes the equipment is easy to figure out. It's right there, you can tell if it's running, you can see if it's old. The duct is up in the attic, typically out of sight, out of mind. And it's a lot tougher to access. It's tougher to get right. And we have training and experience and years of doing duct stuff. All my guys are duct guys. So if we can help you with a duct issue, you know, and oftentimes, you know, people say, this house isn't cool, right? You know, something's not going on here.
Right.
And nobody ever looks at the duct. They just put in, oh, well, we had a 2.5 ton. Let's go with the 3 ton.
Oh, but the
we had a 3 ton. Let's go with 3.5. Like, hang on, wait a minute. Let's look at the duct and see if it's leaking and see what it's designed for and how much, you know, and everything from the 70s to now is so much more efficient and so much more. The tolerances have to be tighter and closer. So the duct needs to be right. And so, and it needs to be clean. And so mechanical hygiene is something that we specialize in. We've done that for years and years.
Well, I have a confession to make. I don't think I ever look at the ducts.
Hang on, let me get my collar up.
Right?
Because I'll take your confession right here on the air, man.
A lot of us just, as long as it's running, I'm a happy person. And then the minute it goes wrong, I don't have any idea what to do.
The old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Correct.
Navy deal. You know, the Navy toolkit has a hammer and a bigger hammer.
Yes,
and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the mantra. But that's not kind of how we approach it.
Probably
things.
Not a good practice. Yeah, so tell me, you've mentioned before about prevention. What do I need to do for maintenance and things like that? Because those are the things that if I would just do that, I'd probably have fewer problems.
Well, and it's summertime. So, you know, we're in this warm weather. You know, we got a lot of summer out in front of us. Everybody needs to know where their drain line's at. You know, the outside, it typically comes, unless your unit's in the attic, it'll come out by the outside unit, because the drain line follows the line set between the inside, which is the air handler or the furnace, and the outside, which is the condenser or the compressors in there and all. That's the one that makes all the noise, you know. And So there's a drain line out there that the water that comes off the evaporator coil goes through that drain line and drains out. If it stops up and it gets that gunky stuff in it, it'll back up and it'll cause a flood. And
oh,
it depends on where your unit's at.
Right.
So you can, the easy thing to do is look at it and make sure it's clean, clear water on the outside. Get the leaves away from it. There might be some weeds growing around there. So you got to take care of all of that from the outside. But you can put a little vinegar in at a clean out port inside. You may have a safety switch on there. You'll see a little white switch there with two little wires going to it. If that thing backs up, the float comes up in there, shuts the thing off so it doesn't continue to produce water and continue to flood your house.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, but, you know, I mean, that's the most important thing. And people ask me, well, how often should I clean the drain? I think you should clean the drain with a shop vac, or you can call for us for a service call, 850-934-2768. We'll come out and do an inspection and clean that thing. That needs to probably happen twice during the summer. And if you put
really?
A little vinegar down through your clean-out port every month when you change the filter, you won't have any trouble.
Wow. Okay.
So,
and speaking of filters, my brother-in-law is constantly after me to change it. Every time they come visit, he checks the filter. It's the funniest thing.
You know, there's a thing that I always say, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are the filter. I've heard that. Definitely heard you say that before.
You know,
talk about that. Why is it so important?
Well, you know, all the airflow that is going through the house, you need to clean it somehow. So using that filter, it cleans the air filter. But when the air filter gets stopped up, then you start restricting airflow and you cause performance problems and efficiency issues for the air conditioner. So change your air filter. And we have to realize in summertime, we're running the air conditioner a lot more than the shoulder seasons.
Absolutely.
When we're in fall, winter, and spring.
Mm-hmm.
So in the summertime, you get more runtime, so that filter gets dirtier quicker.
Okay.
So you need, and just check on it, look at it, and see what's going on. We have that AirSafe filter that's got the gasketed frame around the edges. But whatever filter you're using, you just need to pay attention to it.
And at least monthly, at the very minimum in the summertime,
looking
but more
at
than
it,
that,
yeah.
Probably.
I see some people that can get a couple of months. It depends on the traffic in your house, you know, pets and how many people are there, how you run the system, which leads us into another thing, running the system in the summertime. So we have this thing called dew point. When we get to dew point, that's when everything starts sweating. You know, dew on the lawn in the morning and, you know, the moisture running down the windows and all that. If you're below dew point, you've gotten to 100% saturation on that surface, and then you start collecting moisture, humidity.
Okay.
So don't run your thermostat below probably 70. In our weather patterns, we have occasionally 70 or 71 degree dew point outside. So any surface that gets to 70 or 71 degrees on those hot, humid days, it'll start sweating.
Okay.
And, you know, then you got moisture, which is a comfort issue. It's also water intrusion of a small sort. It's not like a rainstorm leaking or whatever. But that dew point temperature is important. You don't want to run your thermostat probably below 72 degrees. In most houses in Pittsburgh, you know, if you're in brand new construction, you can probably get to 72 degrees and your equipment might do that. But if you're in an older home, the older housing stock, it's probably not insulated the same way, to have same R values and all that on the building envelope. You may not get there. So you're creating a different kind of a problem. So how do you know what the issue is with dew point? And I mean, the only tool anybody has is that thermostat on the wall, up,
right,
down,
right,
up, down.
Right. So, and so, depending on who's in charge of that house,
absolutely.
If you have more than one boss, you're in trouble.
It can be a tug of war sometimes.
That's right.
So the thing to do is get a hygrometer, which is a little thing. Oh, yeah, we have one.
I have one in the
studio,
and I have one in my house.
What's our humidity in here?
48%.
Oh, man, we're living right this morning.
Yes,
so
we are.
Anything 50 and below is really good. It's comfortable. It's dry. It's crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And anything 60, 62, 65 and above continually, you're going down the road to the mold farm.
Okay.
And that's not a good thing.
Okay.
You know? I mean, mushrooms are great, but not growing in your duct
no,
system.
No, thank you.
So
what temperature do you, what is your advice? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I have a whole house dehumidifier at my house, mm-hmm. and we run in the 40s, you know, depending on weather and, you know, all that kind of pattern. We run 44, 46, 48%,
mm-hmm.
which means, and I mean, you can see I'm built like a polar bear a little bit. And so we run at 76 or 78 degrees.
Really?
And people are like, God, big woolly dude like you runs at 78 degrees. Yes, because it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, Kathy, will be putting on a sweater.
Oh, no,
because
kidding.
It's cool and it's crisp and it's cold, mm-hmm. you know, it's not really cold, but it's
yeah,
super comfortable
around
and
75.
It's dry. Yeah. So,
okay.
You know, you got to find that right temperature over there. And I've got a guy that's worked for me forever, Big Dave. And he says he'll tell people put something over your thermostat so you can't see the temperature and set it to where you're comfortable. And then when you look at it in a couple of days, you'll be surprised like, wow, it's really good at 76 in here.
Interesting.
But if your humidity's running 60, I see 60, 70% on pretty regular occasion, that is not going to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not going to be, you know, so like I said, people, what's my solution? Just hammer that thing down. So you're running at 70 degrees and your vents are sweating and you wonder what's going on. There's some duct leakage.
Mm-hmm.
There is some, you know, a pathway between the hot attic and the cold air coming out, and
right.
that gets the dew point, and that's what causes the vent to sweat. So
interesting. Okay.
If any of this sounds like something that you're dealing with and you need some help, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. We're in Gulf Breeze. We have been in Gulf Breeze for 31 years.
Okay.
And our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. You can reach out to us. We'll get some information from you. We do free estimates. We do inspections. We can help you kind of figure out, you know, what's going on with your indoor air quality solutions or your comfort issues, you know, because we talk about comfort, healthy building, and energy efficient building. Those mm-hmm. are the three kind of pillars or legs on the milk stool, if you will. So, but we want to help you with those situations. And you live there, so we want to get some information about, you know, what's going on, what you think, and look at the HVAC system. I'm a licensed contractor in Florida and in Alabama. I just choose to be in that kind of niche mm-hmm. space of duct systems because that's what we've always done.
Right. Okay.
And we're really good at it. You know, we'll bring out a flow hood. We can do blower door testing. We can tell you about your building envelope, the insulation, the whole house as a system is kind of that 30,000 foot view that we kind of mm-hmm. look at.
The big picture.
The big picture. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, I'm over here talking.
He's talking with his hands. Talking to Todd St. Orr. He is the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, please text it in. This is Pep Talk, which stands for Pensacola Expert Panel, and he is definitely our expert this morning on this topic.
I'm getting there. I'm getting
yes,
there.
Yes, you are. So. I do have a question that came in in regards to the drainage. It says, I was told a cup of bleach every month in the drain line. Is that too much?
A cup is fine, but do not use bleach because bleach is one of those things. It's sodium hypochlorite.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets on in the tray and on the coil fins, it kind of eats up the fins.
Oh, that's not good.
Vinegar won't do that. That's acetic acid in vinegar. And it'll clear that gunk out of the drain line. But I don't want you to use bleach. And that came from a tech bulletin a couple years ago from one of the equipment manufacturers. They want to switch everybody over from bleach mm-hmm. to, and there are commercial preparations out there that you can use for, you just use vinegar. It's the cheapest thing. Put a cup of vinegar down through your drain line. It's cheap. You can put two cups down through, let it sit 10 minutes and chase it with hot water out of the tap.
Okay.
And then you can go outside. You should smell vinegar out there. That way, you know, it came all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see any gunky, slimy stuff, you know, you got to keep your eye on that. You can loosely stick a shot vac over that tube out there, white PVC or black plastic, and mm-hmm. suck that thing out. So that's an excellent question. But yeah, let's not be using bleach. Let's be using vineyard.
Okay. Thank you so much for texting that in. 850-437-1620 if you have a question. So my question is, I have no idea to how to even begin to do all the things that you're talking about. So can I call you and have your team come out and do this
Absolutely.
For me?
Absolutely. Yeah. We will help you, you know, with the service call, a checkup, a, you know, an estimate, and just give you a little bit of education. I've been educating people for a long time about how their air conditioner works, what the little, and there's not a ton of stuff that you have to do. You don't have to.
It doesn't sound like it. It's just that no one's ever told me to do that.
You don't have to know where the capacitors are and all that. You know, you go outside in a hot summer day and you feel the top of your air conditioner should be pouring heat out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's taking that heat out of the house, releasing it through that coil outside, and the fan dumps that heat outside.
The big fan and, unit outside.
The condenser big coil out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, you put your hand over that. Oh, yeah, I'm getting good hot air off of that thing. So we know that that thing is functioning correctly and if it's comfortable and cool inside. So,
okay, I've got a big question here for you, Todd.
All right.
Okay, now I'm going to read this to you. It says, please comment on the pros and cons of whole house encapsulation with spray foam insulation. And do you think it's good to have your air handler unit up in the attic in that situation where your attic is basically kind of an air-conditioned space? Thank you.
Wow, that's a big one. Okay.
Yes, it is.
So I do have an opinion on foam. You know, so a lot of the attics now are ventilated. So you got the ridge vent, it goes in, it goes out through the, or a soffit vent, the air comes in, goes out through the, and people want to put a powered attic ventilator on there and suck that out. Well, they suck more humidity into the attic. So then the other option is, well, let's foam the roof deck. I love a foamed roof deck. In a retrofit, you have to have somebody that's really paying attention to detail, because you have to get 100% of that attic space sealed up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not 100%, it's not sealed, in my opinion. And guys will argue that. But the foam needs to, and the foam comes out of the nozzle when they foam a roof deck at about over 200 degrees. So the guys stand it back away from the work area.
Right.
When you get an attic sealed and foamed up, then it becomes a conditioned space. It's not usable conditioned space. But your duct system all of a sudden is not in a 140-degree attic or in an oven. It's in an 80-degree, 85-degree warmer space. So it is good to have a foamed roof deck just in retrofit. You know, and it depends on the roof line and kind of the access to the edges of the, you know, where the trusses and the roof comes down to the wall connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's key because that's where your currently where your soffit vents are letting the air in and then heat rises, goes out through the top. So, you know, there's a debate about open cell, closed cell foam, all that. You can talk to your foam guys about that. And there's a lot of momentum in the marketplace for guys that do foam. There's a lot of people out there. So it has to be done right, but I like it.
Okay.
So the trend is from having a really super ventilated attic, moving a lot of airflow, down to minimizing that airflow through there.
And, gotcha.
You know, then when you get to sealed, it has to be 0%.
Well, our listener just texted, it is for new construction in this
question. Yeah, new construction, beautiful thing. Do it. Do it, yeah. And get that. So the insulation is not on the attic floor anymore. It's up at the bottom underneath the roof deck.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes all that space in the attic cool condition. And that when you put your ductwork in there, it doesn't have nearly as much heat gain, you know. So that's an excellent question. I'm glad that they texted in.
Thank you so much. And that was from David. So thank you for sending that in, David. We really appreciate it. And that's what this show is about, having an expert here to answer your questions, give you that right information. Todd St. Orz is here with Gulf Coast Air Care. Also, you have a newsletter that folks can sign up for, too, which I find really helpful. Lots of helpful hints as we go through the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
How do I sign up for that?
So call us at the office, 850-934-2768, or go to the website, info@gulfcoastaircare.com. You can do either way, just through the website or and we'll put you on the newsletter list, and you can get it mailed to you, or you can get it electronically. It just goes out via email. And we have several thousand of those that go out every month.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in the summertime, we a lot of people, because of the moisture and humidity and the air conditioner running all the time, people end up being focused on mold and microbial growth.
Yes,
the official
that was going to be my next
question. Suspect microbial growth. Mm-hmm. And the solution for that, everybody, you know, they were like, yeah, I got black stuff around there. What's the deal? Mm-hmm. And so the solution is the ultraviolet light on the evaporator coil inside the air handler unit. It kills that sore because your evaporator coil is wet. Mm-hmm. It's dark in there. It's the right temperature in there to grow stuff. If you put the C-band of UV light, so A and B UV is what gives you a sunburn at the beach. Mm-hmm. The C-band of UV will kill mold and microbial growth on contact at the surface.
Okay.
So you need to get that UV emitter over the coil surface. That's where it's most effective. Now, some guys put it up in the plenum, mm-hmm. and it shines, and there's a UV light field that the airflow goes through. Not nearly as effective as having it on the coil.
How do you know if you have that or you don't?
You've bought one and it cost you a little bit. I mean, they're not
but
just
you
a
could
standard
come out and
thing.
Tell me what I have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I'm sitting here thinking, I don't even know if I have that.
Yeah, yeah. You
protection.
Probably do not have one in that one, you know, because you just bought that house recently.
Yeah, it's a small space.
So. But those tubes, you can get 1 year, 2 year, and 3 year tubes where they have to be changed out. You have to relamp the bulb because it starts out as a floodlight and goes to the intensity of a nightlight. Mm-hmm. So you need to use that UV in the bright sense, when it's new. And the manufacturers just recommend, if you got a two-year bulb, after 2 years, you relamp the bulb. And so that will eliminate the source of the microbial growth. Now, if you run your fan in the on position all the time, like thermostat's got auto and on.
Yeah, some people do that.
Yeah, if you run, people think, oh, well, I'm cycling the airflow, I got a good air filter in there. You are pushing that moisture off of that coil continuously with that fan pushing
really?
Or pulling airflow against that.
That's
so
not a
you'll
good
end
thing.
Up with moldy duct. We see it all the time. We go in, the fan's in the on position. We open up the units. It's moldy. We
so
cut into the plenum.
Myth
it's moldy.
To be running your
it
fan
is.
All the
don't
time. So don't do it.
That.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Not in our climate. You know, you can get away with that in drier climates. Mm-hmm. Like in Vegas, you could probably get away with
right.
that. Reno.
Okay.
Whatever. Somewhere up in Idaho,
so
I
that's
guess.
That's kind
I don't
of
know.
A lot of people believe that they're going to help helping the circulation
do that
by running
because
the fan.
It's, and I got 30 years experience of looking at this. You know, it's like, God. People say, oh, I just spent $8,500 on a new air conditioning system. And 9 months later, it's all moldy. What's going on? Well, they were running the fan in the on position, and maybe somebody didn't even look at the duct. They just change it out. You know, that sunroom never gets cool back there. Mm-hmm. So we went from 3 to 3.5 tons. We didn't increase the return size, and we're running the fan all the time.
Wow.
No wonder we got a mold problem.
So once that problem happens, are you able to help?
Yeah, yeah. That's a remediation. We do remediation, renovation, treatment of the HVAC system. Sometimes you're dealing with the building envelope, like if you had water intrusion from leaks for the roof or flashing or stuff like that. And all that stuff migrates and affects your indoor air quality. But the biggest thing, the air conditioning system just picks up the air and cools it down and pushes it through the duct system. So whatever's in the house, in the contents, in the indoor environment, it's going to migrate into the duct system, and it can get amplified if you're not changing a filter on a regular basis, keeping the system clean, clearing the drain line, and then, that preventive measure of insurance with a UV light. Mm-hmm. So those are simple things that we need to think about. All the complicated stuff, call us. We'll be happy to come out and help. And I'm the Shell Answer Man. I want to try and help you figure out what's going on.
Right.
So call us, 850-934-2768. And, we will help you figure out what you got going on, the things you need to focus on, the things you don't need to worry about. You know, second opinions, I do a lot of second opinions, like,
well, that's smart.
They told you $60,000 to do some remediating? No, you don't need that, know. So
that's a good idea, too, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're hearing some crazy stuff, and, you may or may not believe in what I'm telling you, but I have 30 years in, and I will help you, and... if there's anybody in our network where we can't do the work, we'll refer you over to somebody who's made it into our little book where we know they're competent and they do good work. And, I'm not going to share any bad names with you. So. So call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com. Meg, it is so good to see you.
Todd, you are just a genius. I always love hearing. I've learned so much every time
easy
you come
now,
on the show.
Easy now.
Gulf Coast Air Care, Todd St. Orr. That number one more time, Todd.
850-934-2768, gulfcoastaircare.com.